Hello, everybody, and welcome back to DestroProns.com Mel Brooks Month. Today, let's watch Spaceballs.
Yay!
Yay.
I'm your host, the Dead Man, Joe Day. We have Bovion.
Hello.
And the Star Child.
Hey there.
So Spaceballs, fuck yeah.
Fuck yes.
Hopefully this will go better than last week's commentary where we just kind of sat here and laughed.
Oh, yeah, it will, for sure.
Probably because I've seen this movie 100 fucking times!
Who hasn't, honestly?
Like, this movie is probably, like, the most well-known Mel Brooks movie, other than Young Frankenstein.
Robin Hood Men in Tights, actually.
Oh, Robin Hood Men in Tights, of course.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, actually, the first Mel Brooks movie I saw was, like, Dracula Dead and Loving It. I'm pretty sure that was Mel Brooks, wasn't it?
No, that wasn't. That was Leslie Nielsen.
I thought I saw, like, I was looking over the stage for the thing. Whatever, we're back on topic. Spaceballs. Yeah, so as always, we're watching this on VLC Media Player. We watched the Blu-ray version, if that makes a difference. And so, this doesn't have any, like, ancillary logos in front of it. It's just the old MGM logo, then movie. So we have a pause immediately after the MGM logo goes away, which is at 10 seconds. So you should hit play, get a second of space, a second of nothing than space around. Like, this is just, when I say a second, I don't mean a literal second. Fuck it. So, you guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Space!
Space!
The final frontier.
Space balls! In space, no one can hear your balls.
Clapping together in the wind.
Since upon a time.
In a galaxy very, 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 very far away, there lived a ruthless race of beings known as Spaceballs.
They're kind of like
relatives to the galaxy testicles.
Chapter 11.
Chapter 11, because the order makes no fucking sense. The evil leaders of planet Spaceball, having foolishly squandered their precious atmosphere, have devised a secret plan to take every breath of air away from their peace-loving neighbor, planet Druidia.
Home of the Druze.
Yeah. Great, we connect a Druish princess.
She doesn't look Druish.
Today is Princess Vespa's wedding day. Unbeknownst to the princess, but knownst to us, danger lurks in the stars above. This is the advantages of being the viewer.
Yeah, do we actually know there's danger lurking above? Because it's not exactly known to us at this point.
Well, you know, it is now. They just told us.
You know, we assume, but that's not exactly knowing or knownsting, whatever the fuck.
Well, we were told by the text. If you can read this, you don't need glasses. But I do need glasses, and I'm reading it without them.
Fuck glasses. That is totally a spaceship. Totally not a toy.
It's a well-built toy.
Yeah, true.
It's definitely not a model on a stage somewhere.
Practical effects!
Yeah. Thank God. Could you just imagine, like, 1987 era CGI?
Yeah.
I just shouldn't be thinking about it.
What if that ship was made by Jim Henson? It's literally just a puppet of a spaceship.
I think some 13-year-old boy had nothing better to do, so they just gave him a bunch of random parts and said, "Make us a spaceship."
Yeah, I actually read some of the novelization of Spaceballs.
Of Spaceballs?
Yeah, it was in our high school library.
Oh.
Really?
I would probably never read that.
I was bored.
Our high school had a library?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's where I met Bovi.
Yeah, on the trivia team. We had a trivia team.
No, I wasn't on the trivia team when you were.
You weren't? Oh yeah, we weren't on at the same time, were we?
And hey, we finally reached the end. They break for nobody. And that looks like, and having seen all of it, that is a really impractical spaceship.
Yeah. Thanks, Tips.
And you, spit shine that thing on your head. I don't know what the fuck it's called. Oh no, it's Brovy. I just noticed the underwear on the outside of his clothing.
Bro.
Was he Bob or Doug?
I don't know. I think... I don't remember. I think Doug... No, he was Bob. He had to be okay. Bob.
You okay there? You okay there, Bob? It's not really airtight.
Then why do you wear it?
Because it looks baller. You motherfucker!
Cobra Commander.
A dollar store prop!
Why'd he grab his neck?
Because he thought he was going to get his neck choked, but instead he got his dick choked.
He knows what that is. Everyone knows what that is, I'm guessing. Like,
I'm guessing he could choke both necks and dicks with it.
I think that was more like an Indian burn. Friction burn.
I knew it was coffee. Yes.
Mr. Radar.
Well, at least they're within arm's reach of each other.
That could be dangerous.
Wait, have they been going around, like, stealing atmosphere from other planets?
No, this is the first one.
Then why do they have an air shield?
Yes,
we do. Thank you, Rick Moranis.
Breaking the fourth wall!
Fuck the fourth
this
wall.
This is Mel Brooks. He doesn't have a fucking fourth wall.
Yeah.
My illusions are shattered.
Why did that make you keep it in your mouth? Reformed. Oh boy, I love bingo.
I love Valium.
Get it? He's really popular with the arcade era. I guess now we know where Michael Bay got that idea. So what space religion are they supposed to be? Like, what space version of a modern religion?
They said druids.
But I think it's supposed to be, like, Anglican.
Yeah, but look at that!
Also, as a note, they're playing the Earth Bridal March.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's universal.
Oh, goddammit.
And apparently they have to have one guy wearing a turban.
They have quite a few people wearing turbans. Great, the middle of the wedding! No one trying to stop her or anything.
Thanks for the play-by-play.
He should be a sportscaster.
That bitch is jacking my ride! Here's a thought. Maybe you shouldn't have had your... Maybe you shouldn't have had, like, an escape car on the launching pad.
Well, it's meant to be set up for the honeymoon, dumbass.
So aren't they supposed to, like, run up into the distance and then go off on the really expensive thing? I don't know. Winnebago! With some fantastic music!
I love you, Ross.
Who doesn't?
I keep forgetting about that bumper sticker.
Ah, the late, great John Candy. I wonder how they control that tail. Like, is there actually, like, a motor in his ass? Or is...
There's a midget with a string in his pants.
That poor midget. Vern Troyer in the early years.
Wasn't he just answer it?
He's not the communications officer.
Yeah, because they are just so thorough with their... So, like, completely total with their titles. Dumbass. That is pretty good perspective trick with the just paint. Oh god, that's disgusting. Is that just natural, or is he actually, like, sick and pussing?
Or is he just the dude who covers himself in pizza every day?
Yeah. Dom DeLuise. So there's one universal currency? Just everything.
Space bucks.
What about space euros? Space bats.
Fuck the euro.
Oh, God.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, you're eating your boss.
Well, you know, sometimes you gotta do that to get a promotion.
What is the air shield made out of?
And why did they open it for her?
She's a princess. She has her own code.
Yeah, I guess it's automated.
Prince Valium is a pill.
Ha ha ha! Yes, I did. Now shut up and let me listen to music through my horsehair headphones. Nah, knowing her, they're probably real human hair.
You know, they do match pretty well, though.
Yeah.
All the beheading victims, it's the White House. They scalp them afterwards.
Dude, just throw a couple trees in there somewhere. Instead of snorting Perrier. Oh god, I'm getting so high.
Apparently he was.
The hate flow through you.
Well, I don't really swing that way, so...
They took the sound effects straight out of Star Trek.
Yeah, that's the joke. Oh!
Mel Brooks forgot how to dress himself again.
Please note, look at his hands.
His arms run backwards, too.
No, they're not.
I can...
Wait, so he just turns his torso around? Ugh. I don't get it.
Scottish Loch.
Ah.
Lake.
Okay.
Ba-dum-tsh.
I've had enough beaming for one day.
I'm going to walk between my office on the planet and your ship. Oh, look, it worked! Portal technology!
Yeah. Now you're thinking with portals.
Sponsored by Aperture.
So apparently Bill Clinton runs Planet Spaceball.
Of course he does.
Big Willie never wants to be the president.
Wait. On the radar, it showed them both heading toward each other, but now they're both heading the same direction. What's a new nose? Wait, Planet Rodeo had the 4th of July?
Apparently, it's just Space America.
Well, Bill Pullman's America. In this movie, so...
It's Space America.
You gotta say it right. It's America.
Yeah, that's how phone numbers work in the future. You just type in the place you're... Like, call, whatever. Apparently, they're all Nazis. I know the feeling.
Asshole Nazis.
Don't will.
It must be difficult when you're trying to insult an asshole.
You call him a motherfucker.
Or a tit shitter.
Or a twat muffin.
Cuntsicle. I know I always bring that one up, but it's good.
Why? Why? Do you want it with fries? 2001.
Wow, he does sound Drewish.
Real Drewish.
He's almost as Drewish as the director.
Was that just porn?
Yes.
Tyler Durden worked on this movie.
Ah, the olden days before the internet. Back when you had to, like, route the TV antennas in tinfoil, then, like, hit 7 and 3 on the remote at the same time while kicking it. Well, that was a tractor beam.
Yeah, no one wants to look at any space balls here.
Yeah.
A shitload of money that we'll immediately turn over to someone else.
Of course. Remember, kids, if you're being trapped by radar, this is how you do it. Okay, one word to keep that, two, they weren't even aiming at it. They were aiming to the side of it.
Yeah, well, the ship's moving, they had to lead it a bit.
And hey, kids, it's Michael Winslow. None of you know who he is, probably.
And that is a crime.
Yeah. Go watch Police Academy.
1 to, like, 10.
Yeah. You know, the very technical radar terms. I seem to have lost to Jimi Hendrix as well.
And of course it would come out of the screen.
Yeah. Oh god. Is The Exorcist?
Jesus, fuck you!
Linda Blair! Him too! That camera must have hit him hard. Or he's a
cameras
bitch.
Are heavy. Well, now not so much, but then.
The helmet alone would have been heavy. Honestly, I'm wondering, how does a skinny guy like Rick Moranis manage to hold that weight on his head?
I don't know. I'm wondering how they manage to, like, extend their atmosphere down there. Sup, bitches?
From all those freaky fetish videos that you watch where the dogs are humping the women, that's the result.
Yeah. Wait, are Mogs not exactly, like... Are Mogs, like, an endangered species or something? Are there not that many of them?
I'm guessing. Kind of like the Wookiees.
How many women do you know that screw dogs?
I don't know. I don't really
ask... I can only name about 15 off the top of my head, but...
I don't really ask those questions. Hey, looking at it now, I guess I figured out where Donald Trump got his hair from. Well, Biz, you can show you back. We can throw you back in space.
Well, we either jettison the luggage or you.
Yeah. And we're fresh out of matzo balls.
Thanks, John Candy.
Yeah. I miss him.
Yeah. Why is he allowed? Why did he have to die and we get stuck with somebody like Kristen Stewart now?
Of all the people who were allowed to live,
Justin Bieber, Kristen Stewart, Joan Rivers, Peter Criss. We will trade you Peter Criss for John Candy back.
Summon someone, Mephisto.
Yeah, I got some souls I can give him.
Okay, that is an M16 airsoft gun duct taped onto a pop bottle.
Not really. She was just getting the fuck out of Dodge. Because, you know.
Well, at least it's a more original natural resource to be stealing than unobtainium.
I didn't know those things were, like, space-friendly. Someone get Helmer.
Fun fact, you can take a Winnebago into space.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Because we can't call it hyperdrive, hyperspace, warp speed... Mach speed or any other thing that sounds reasonable.
Yeah. Do you want to get sued?
It has all been trademarked.
And they had to drop the attention deficit part. Hyperactive.
I mean, we don't have a Queezer? What the fuck? We've only got up to Snoop Doggy Dog speed. God. That's a very like thorough ship.
They're out there for a while.
Are there women on the ship? Wait, wouldn't they have inertial dampeners on the ship to stop shit like this from happening?
Well, not for ludicrous speed, man.
Fuck. I love their being crushed by G-Force's faces. They had no adverse...
Dark Helmet Dead, movie over.
Damn it!
And look. He's surrounded by assholes again. Asshole.
Yeah, just smoke in an all-oxygen environment. Wow.
What? Wow.
$5 of gas going that far?
Yeah.
That's unheard of.
Yeah. Back in the olden days when you could, when, like, gas cost less than the car.
When you could actually buy gas in increments of $5.
Yeah.
I put $5 worth of gas in my vehicle and I'm getting maybe a block.
Put $5 of gas in your vehicle, you'll be able to start it up again.
Yeah. Babe, you're not even looking! That steering wheel doesn't seem to move a whole lot, like in terms of like up and down, so how do they actually control like the pitch? Like, are there
slightly psychic controls?
Can robots be horny?
Joan Rivers can.
Shouldn't Barf take offense to that? He's part dog. Bitch, I ain't Druish. John Cade is a great wingman.
You might have gotten further with that request if you had said, we will probably come back to this ship.
Yeah. Yeah, she definitely needed the wedding dress to survive.
With all that luggage, she didn't bring any other clothes. Well, not exactly clothes. Well, let's just say she was expecting a little bit too much from Prince Valium.
Yeah, that's all just sex aids.
She was expecting to be marrying Prince Viagra, not Prince Valium.
She misread.
Fuck this. Get in the trunk. Oh, snap. Where was her voice echoing? Oh, snap. Well, I was going to. You know, if things had gone right, I would be coming right now.
Not with Prince Valium. Unless, you know...
I never said with Prince Valium. Those three trunks and that dolly, they're all just vibrators. Well, it's nice that his helmet is able to transfer liquid like that. The fuck? Hey, kids, video cassettes!
Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And Silent Movie, one of his less known works. Cassettes in the future.
Yeah. Cassettes, period. Stop preparing to do everything. I think you missed a couple scenes. Burn all cassettes of Spaceballs.
Check out this awesome video effect.
Blown away. He's on first.
Yeah, I felt like I was watching Abbott and Costello, not Mel Brooks.
Imagine if Mel Brooks directed a movie starring Abbott and Costello.
Wow.
My mind is blown.
Oh god, it smells like fish and vinegar. I'm a space Canadian. How'd you miss that?
You don't smell anything like your coat.
Yeah. What have you done to this thing? They were in heavy war with the Chevrolet Galaxy. clearly they're not that wise. Just take it to a D&D player, he'll translate it.
Oh yeah, this is Dwarven. Real simple.
Yeah. Gives you plus 10 to dexterity.
Hang on, I gotta do a shaving throw. Shaving throw! Somebody should have told that to William before he married a commoner.
Yeah. It's just, he was so boring! Like, you don't need to be in love to have sex. Like, right now. I don't love you. Let's fuck.
Actually, I find you kind of, I really can't stand being around you for more than 10 minutes at a time, but I only need about 5.
Trust me.
Please,
trust
5 stretch.
Sometimes those ones are the best. The spite fuck.
Yeah.
I will hate fuck the shit out of you.
Do you need new panties? I have some. Yeah.
Well,
I think it was a bit. Yeah.
Don't have to have gone off for her to be not a virgin.
Yeah.
So obviously, you need a firmware update.
She wouldn't even let him get on base.
It really is. That was a good transition.
Thanks, John Candy.
Yeah. Doing our job now. For the longest time, I didn't know what that was.
When did John Candy get replaced with Gene Simmons in this movie?
In the transition. Of course. That dissolve was less nice. Wait, her hair is turning colors? It's... What? Oh, no, wait, that's... She took a piece of a dress and made a little thing. God. That's really getting some sand in your gears. And you can see the foot. You can see the foot inside the robot foot.
It's not the worst thing of the special effects that you can see.
I know. It's
that still... just flipped up quite a bit for a random fall.
Oh, he was aiming for that. If I'm going to die, I'm going to at least see up the skirt.
Hey guys, it's the Jawas. This would happen to all the Ewoks who walked off the set of Star Wars.
Fuck this, I'm gonna go work for Mel Brooks.
Yeah. Wait, I've seen one of them before. There's droid-specific oil. Yeah, that one, he's been in... That one on the far left, he's been in a bunch of those, like, not-scary movies.
Actually, you know what he was in? Me, Myself, and Irene.
Yes, he was!
Yep.
Well, it's good to see he's still getting work. That's not particularly dark or a helmet. you know, do they call him Tan Hat?
You can totally see the edge of the mirror.
There, I'm sitting. Now, shut up. Wait, she can't do stairs? Yeah, they're just saying, come, come, we're going to rape you.
The rape chamber's this way.
Yeah.
Go to the left if you like the kinky stuff, to the right if you're into the more vanilla.
Yeah.
This is the raping chamber because it has great acoustics in here. We can really hear you go, no, please, no.
Yeah. Or when you get really into it.
It can't be rape. The virgin alarm's not going off.
If we're gonna die, if we're all gonna die, you're gonna die with us.
Hey, you guys ever seen The Wizard of Oz?
I guess I don't have the space yellow brick road. Then why didn't you run out with her and...
I just cut on. I see what you did there.
Does that mean walk on my own dick?
Look, it's Mel Brooks again!
Yeah! Yogurt, the not very well hung guy. That's like 2 degrees more powerful than the Force. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. You wanted to sell it, she might not make this place so hard to find.
It looks like Gene Simmons' office.
Now we're at a PSA about how to make money off of a movie.
Yeah. With Optimus Prime. As they should. Spaceballs the sheet. I'm pretty sure the only reason he became a director was so that he could put himself in really sexy positions with pretty women. Of course. Yes. I want one of those.
They're clearly combing where they've combed before. You can tell how that they've done multiple takes.
Of course.
And they're the only ones to do it right.
Of course the black guys get the afro comb. That's a percent symbol. Oh. So many close-up shots of it. tease.
No, that's Vespa.
In the face.
Vespa's the cock tease.
Pretend it's an X-Wing.
And Mel Brooks is trying to take a shit.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to concentrate with you shitting next to me. And wait, is that a wart on his knuckle? He can easily slip his foot out in front of that. Wait, why did you need a magic spell to lift it and he just lift it by just pointing at it?
Because...
Wow, his feet were almost as big as mine.
Shit. Wait, there are multiple Schwartzes? That ring looks very uncomfortable to wear. It looks really awkward. What fur is that?
I don't know. Some adorable animal that she murdered to sleep in.
Actually, I think it's her shaven pubic hair.
Oh. Every time she shaves, it comes in a different color.
But it all is impressively soft.
Yeah. That's what the hairdryer was for. Miss, you're a chronic liar. But he took over the planet. Why did that cause her to pass out?
Schwartz.
I see London. I see France. I see Vespa's underpants.
Woo! Now it's a party. Better, because I'm not going to be able to fuck you.
That's just getting boring.
Oddly enough, they didn't make a Spaceballs 2.
Did they?
Yeah, animated movie.
We need to watch this.
All right, boys, back to the slave pit. It's whipping time. You know, just as he's flying away, you're just beating those guys with a stick. all year. How long has he had those?
I'm wondering, do you think it's a cast-off doll? It would make the fantasizing that much more realistic.
I guess in this fantasy, Dark Helmet is Zinedine Zidane. Get it? Like a penis. Wait. For the guy being in charge, he's in a really shitty room. I want Spaceballs as toilet paper.
You want to wipe your ass with Dark Helmet?
Yeah, what else is it good for?
You can wipe your ass with the members of KISS. You can wipe your ass with Hello Kitty. I personally think Hello Kitty's a little more creepy.
You cheeky bitch!
Gotta watch the zipper, bro.
Yeah. Is Beverly Hills... The Beverly Hills go to another dimension? Oh, God!
There she looks Drew-ish.
She looks like she's part dinosaur. You could always have it changed back after she is returned to you. This bitch will pass out at anything.
Seems like they've expended a lot of extra resources.
Yes. No, in any we just have 1-1-1-1-1. Having five different numbers is too complicated for an idiot.
I think he's going to be more interested in motorboating.
Hello, nurse. Get it? Like a penis. Of course he's an idiot. He's a president.
Hey, I think this movie accurately predicted George W. Bush.
No, I think it mixed George W. with Big Willie.
He has the intellectual ability of George W.
and the sexual prowess of Big Willie. Yeah.
Pretty much everyone does. Like every Mel Brooks president character. Of course, there's have to be a fat one and a skinny one. Spaceballs take their parking regulations very seriously.
Convincing.
Sitting down in those suits must be either really uncomfortable or very comfortable.
Depends. Are those pads just hollow plastic or are they gel padded? I mean, if they're gel padded, your ass would feel like heaven.
Yeah. I didn't have a tail. Wow.
She was really born Prince Vespa.
Who would have thunk?
The strange part is you can clearly tell that that's a voice, that is a female voice that does not regularly go that low.
Where the fuck else would they take you? Again, where the fuck else would they take you? We don't really know they have other planets that they keep prisoners on. Whee! That's probably having the time of her life right now.
They also stole our guns, but we happened to find more.
Yeah. And wow, people are actually being shot. Not very well, but still.
Better aim than stormtroopers.
Yeah.
That's an actual interesting thing to talk about.
Wait, why do those laser things have ammo?
Stormtroopers, bad aim or bad eyesight?
Correct answer is obstructive helmets.
And now they'll have perfect aim. Wilhelm! And coming up, one of my favorite jokes in the movie. Hey, it's that fucker.
That dress is far too see-through for that stunt double.
Yeah. I need a stunt double. How do they switch with their stunt doubles?
They jump through the hole in the fourth wall.
Wait, how has he not run out of ammo yet? Motherfucker just shot my hair. There's clearly nothing there for her to cock.
Yeah, no bolt is ever that far forward.
Whatever, she likes stroking things.
Well, Lone Star's got something to stroke later.
Bitches ain't shit. Yeah, at least you hit everybody. Okay, for a second there, oh, that sound sounded a bit. Boom! But how are they going to get the air out?
Yeah, a retractable hose would be the practical option.
Yeah. Oh God, it's Unicron. Wait.
The ship lost its penis.
It's more than meets the eye.
Copyright reasons, we have to call it a transmorpher.
No, due to copyright reasons, you can't call it transmorphers either. There's a movie called Transmorphers. Okay. Where'd the bag come from? It's great the maid has one hand on her hip, just, you know, ah, fuck it, I'm vacuuming. Wait, why are they facing that way? There's nothing to see. And fire whoever comes up with the names of these operations.
He was on vacation, so he had to take the job himself. It's funny, I've said those same words before.
So for the next 10,000 years, they'll be breathing in mountain snow and trees.
It'll be, Druidia Fresh.
Step three, we go down there and revive each person one by one. The Schwartz. Stay on target.
Yeah, she'll be saying that later.
Their audios were out of sync, too. You get like a penis.
Soon she'll go from swallow to spit. This is not at all what we negotiated.
Either way, $50 is $50.
Yeah, that's totally what happens. Take away anyone's atmosphere, and they just give it back, and they just come back. Totally fine.
He wasn't completely dead yet. He was just being dramatic.
Yeah. He's a drama queen. He's Druish.
Yeah. Probably getting a call from his mother.
No. Druze, avoid calls from the mother. You don't want to mess with the Druish mother.
Huh. God, don't hit the sides, don't hit the sides, don't hit the sides. Hit the sides, the game's over.
Don't touch the sides. Button fingers.
Yeah. Scanning for what?
Wow, this reminds me of a colonoscopy.
Yeah. It's like sewer shark. Which is another name for colonoscopy, I'm guessing.
Convenient!
But that looked like it was to the side of you guys.
In the Tron zone.
Yeah, you're a pussy. The dog equivalent of a pussy.
He's Buck. Our
family. No, but that's off the alarm. Dog. No one authorized or unauthorized is allowed in here. Ping pongs, the finest security force in the galaxy.
Chop his hand off.
Spaceballs are shaving cream.
You know, this level of branding is what we need.
Yes. Surprise from the Spaceballs, the condom.
Oh, there is. There's just been no need to show it.
Yet.
Yeah.
That's in the extra deleted scenes.
Why would you stop?
What? Okay, that makes sense. But if he's number one on Helmut's hit list, how'd they never met before?
Well, his chip has chased Lone Star's ship a lot, but they don't actually talk.
Boom! Oh, snap!
Do you get it?
Like a penis!
No, it's really like a penis.
Oh, God.
Now, boys, let's not get into a dick measuring contest here.
No, this is not a dick measuring contest. This is a full-out dick duel.
Yeah.
You heard of a cockfight? They took it a bit too literally.
Yeah. But they made it a bit more abstract. Oh, God, not the mic guy.
Now, metaphor this.
Yeah. Oh, oh God. Come on. Kiss tips.
Someone's on the pill.
Yeah. Why did he just stop running? My God, you're an idiot. Seriously.
You know what he's doing is
Wait, that evil was a stunt double again.
He sounds kind of like he's trying to do a really bad Jamaican voice.
Hey, Amon, you want some jerk chicken? Watching this on Blu-ray, all of a sudden I can see every single one of the stunt double cuts. Who the hell are you talking to, man?
Does that mean I could turn my actual penis into a laser sword? Because that'd be awesome.
Yeah, you won't want to actually turn. You don't want to accidentally turn it like the first time with Princess Vespa.
Having your penis being a lightsaber, that would not be awesome. That would burn. Clearly, you've never had chlamydia.
Oh.
Clearly, you have.
I didn't say that.
It seems like a design flaw. Like, all self-destruct feet, all self-destruct functions should have, like, a fail-safe that you're able to turn it off with. Okay, there are no women on this ship.
They must get real lonely.
Yeah.
By the way... Credit to the one you actually
clowns and balloons.
I couldn't come up with a quip back.
Hey, a title theme. Well, end of this ship.
Shut up, he was being dramatic.
Exaggerating is the only way to get through to a Druish princess.
Fucking pizza guys are assholes. Of course, the timpani player's got to get out first.
Yeah, timpani player is the most. I've been a timpani player, and they are key.
Yeah. Boom. It's a very sneaky bear.
Bears. Number one threat to the nation. Bears.
You couldn't build it with three more escape pods?
Yeah. You couldn't build escape pods that fit more than one person in them? You think about it. If you crash,
did that bear just laugh?
Yep.
Yes, it did.
Fucking bears are assholes.
Yes, they are. In fact, recently read a comic where they tried to take over the world. They just... That was the first time they said fuck the entire movie. Maybe try speeding up a bit, Lone Star.
Where? Where? I don't see it. Oh, there it is.
At least that's the computer is nice about it.
Yeah, like GLaDOS. And because of the lack of air, an entire species dies. Genocide for the win.
Yeah.
Yay, genocide.
Yeah. Who doesn't love genocide? It's genocide-tastic.
You know who doesn't love genocides? Normally I would say communists, but that doesn't work.
I'm gonna guess Rwandans, Jews, who else has had a severe genocide?
Now you're making this too
depressing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's dead. Get it? That's a shitload of money, boss. Come on, be happy.
Before we rescued Princess Vespa, we were broke and doing nothing.
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah, we were broke.
Well, not much has changed, but we do have a shitload of money.
Yeah. Has she been in anything else?
I don't think so.
Just kidding out your fucking dick. Just because you're a prince doesn't mean you gotta be rude. Wait, on the sign it said Gus's with S apostrophe S, and on the actual sign on the restaurant it said just had S apostrophe.
Both are technically grammatically correct.
I know, but...
Yeah, but they're not branding consistent.
Yeah. Oh, look, Spaceballs the placemat.
What do you expect from a guy named Gus?
Yes.
Smooth.
You don't want to fuck one of these diner waitresses. They are dirty.
Now, this is my favorite part of this whole movie.
Oh no, John Hurt. Oh God, man. It's gotta suck to be John Hurt. I mean, twice in your career, having something burst out of your chest. Well, he went on to be a dragon, so that's fine. has a little smile on his face. Love this song. And then everyone died. But they all died hearing show tunes.
Even as it goes to the full-size alien, it keeps singing.
Over who? You. The fuck? Seems an oddly specific number.
Because, you know, toll booths are fucking everywhere.
Yeah, even in space. Well, in space, no one can escape toll booths.
A Druish king will only spend what he absolutely has to.
Oh my god. God, a fortune cookie filled with yogurt.
Also a king because your father is dead.
Yeah. Well, ain't that a bit of luck? There's also half a pound of hash.
Don't get pulled over with it.
Yeah. So is that actually like a psychic projection or just like recording?
Who the fuck knows?
Who the fuck cares?
It's made from the liquefied bones of your ancestors.
Actually, no, it is Chuck Norris urine. That is the only thing that glows that much, is Chuck Norris piss.
Yeah. I thought that was Red Bull.
That's when he's not so dehydrated. That's his dehydrated piss. Or his
Liquid
first
Schwartz
piss
is actually
the morning, the most epic one.
Now, of course, it makes sense for them to crash on Druidia, but fuck sense! This is a Mel Brooks movie.
Yeah. And, you know, the blast of the, you know, the force of the explosion could have sent them off in a different direction. And no one's gonna get this joke. Well, no one who is, like, under the age of us. It just merely does the vacuum handle look like a gun.
A little bit, yeah.
I've heard nerves. How is it that the... I thought the special effects of the monkey makeup in the original movie looked better than that.
Effort.
Budget. They only had to work on the apes.
But they should have been able to, like, get the costume from, like, storage.
Now, I recognize that old guy, but I don't know where from.
I recognize him. I recognize Valium from something. Ah, the future of marriage. Everyone just shut the fuck up! It sounds like a Winnebago.
On crack.
Where the fuck did you get that?
Yeah, they were completely broke still.
He went to Prince R Us and just, you know, said, I'm a prince.
I guess being a prince lets you generate fancy.
He also
clothing.
Polished it.
Yeah.
Where did Barf get a World War I victory medal?
Never piss off an old man in a bishop hat. That seems to be made out of pillowcases.
Can I hire that old guy to marry me one day?
It'd be good to have it over that quickly.
Yeah. Just go to like some office somewhere. It's like, hey, we're getting married. Do you? Yes. Do you? Yes. Good. Now fuck off. Probably just keeps it around you just to fuck with him. His eyes were open during all of that.
And now enters Spaceballs the condom.
He clearly doesn't love her.
And also with you. And that was Spaceballs. Fucking hell. I love that movie. They never do this anymore.
No, they don't. I do this. When I'm editing movies and stuff, I do that.
As you should. It's the proper way to do credits. Okay, Daphne Zuniga. I can look that up.
What the hell has she been in?
I don't know. I'm going to be looking that up later. Frankly, anything cast.
Nothing that I can figure out.
Now, him, I know what he's been on.
Michael Winslow!
We're not going to credit whoever was in the suit.
Yeah, fuck the suit.
They'll probably get a key grip credit or something.
Yeah, probably the guy they killed.
No, they'll probably be listed in under stunts.
Oh, fuck. Say, you want to keep watching the credits, or are we done?
I don't think we need to watch any more credits.
Okay. So, thank you all for joining us once again. Next week, we'll be taking a look. Next week, we'll be watching Young Frankenstein. So, join us for that. And now that we've gotten back to the whole swing of the podcast and everything, this week on the site, we're going to be doing the Anything Cast live of Sunday 5 p.m. Eastern. Please join us at allgames.com/chat and let us know what you think of everything we're doing or the show or something. Then on Tuesday, we're going to be having the Video Games Podcast. On Thursday, we're going to be having the Anime Podcast, as well as the Anime Club Supplement, as we're going to watch the first episode of Digimon Tamers, the third season. And then the following Friday, we're going to be taking a look, for the final Friday of this month, Mel Brooks month, we're going to be taking a look at the producers.
You were talking about the Friday after this goes up, which is...
Yes, Friday after this goes up.
Did you already mention
it? Yeah, the Friday after... I'm sorry, I'm tired and sick.
We'll forgive you.
I've had a cold for like a week now. Yeah, so then, yeah, so. Next Friday, we're going to watch the producer. Next Friday, we're going to watch Young Frankenstein. Fuck, I did it.
Well, you used up your once.
Yeah. Hey, fuck him. He's new. I'm the boss. I decide how many chances I get. I'll decide how many chances you guys get.
That's right. I am the FNG.
Yeah. So, until all the stuff I just mentioned, I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Bovi1.
And I'm Star Child.
we will see you guys next time.